staying on the topic about these upcoming elections for the Board of Trustees at Discovery Medical Aid Scheme, especially around the kind of voices that members would hope to be heard, one of the candidates is a South African Jewish professional who has stepped forward to serve. And we've got him with us to unpack what this trusteeship is all about, why he's running, and how you can have your say. And that is Gary Rubinson, who joins me now on the line. Gary, thanks so much for chatting with us. I want to keep, obviously, politics out of our interview, and I certainly know you do as well. So let me start by asking you, why did you decide to put your name forward and run for Discovery's Board of Trustees?
Hi, Paula, and good afternoon to all the listeners. Thanks for this opportunity. So I've always been interested in trying new things, and when the call for nominations came out a few months ago, I looked at it with interest as something new and different and possibly something that I could contribute positively towards. I have been involved with the medical scheme for the last 27 years as a member, and like members who interact with their medical aides over time, I've sometimes struggled to understand their policies. I've struggled sometimes and find some of the interactions somewhat frustrating. So my first hope was possibly to have some way to sort of improve those aspects. I am a healthcare worker, and while I work purely in the public sector, I do have friends and colleagues who, in a professional way, as healthcare providers, have to interact with the medical schemes, and they've also voiced frustrations with the funders. And again, I kind of saw this as a possible opportunity to positively influence and improve everyone's experience, the members and the fund to some extent. I've had a little exposure to the corporate environment, having served terms of office on board of directors and other health-related companies. And so I thought that would also kind of enable me to bring something useful to the Board of Trustees if my nomination and the voting kind of meant that I ended up there. And then finally, I suppose I looked at the 2024 list of trustee nominees and noticed that there were very few healthcare workers amongst those. And I thought that we do have probably a useful voice to bring into that sort of decision-making body. Mm. So, yeah, putting all of that together, I thought it worthwhile trying asking to be nominated.
Gary, for those who might not know, what exactly does the Board of Trustees at Discovery Medical Aid Scheme do?
So my understanding is essentially that they function as the Board of Directors would do for any other company. They brought together to guide the policy and manage the affairs in line with the relevant laws and rules. They're there to ensure that specifically for a medical scheme like this, that the members' funds are used appropriately in interests primarily of the members themselves, their beneficiaries, but also for the company as a whole, to make sure that the company remains viable and remains in a position to continue to offer the service that the members are paying for. The board itself has 8 members, and 3 of those are what are currently up or what will become vacant, and for which nominees have been put forward and people will be voting for later this week.
Gary, can you briefly explain what Discovery Medical Aid Scheme is and why it's important to members?
Essentially, that's the medical aid. That's the medical aid branch of the Discovery company. It's the largest medical aid in the country, and they take their members' contributions and use them to fund their private healthcare needs. I mean, members subscribe to a medical scheme with the view that their contributions allow them to access necessary care, and so that when they need them, they're not kind of financially ruined as a consequence of being able to access that care. In addition to that, I mean, everyone, I think, is aware that the NHR policy is where nationally things are moving. It will be progressively rolled out over the next many years. The precise role of the funders under NHR certainly isn't entirely clear to me, but I imagine that's going to be an important focus moving forward for the Discovery Board of Trustees.
How does the voting process work? Who can vote and how do they do it?
So my understanding is that every principal member who's in good standing is eligible to vote. So in most families, that will mean that there's one person in the family that can vote, provided their contributions are paid up and that they've been through the vetting process once they try and register. The registration is, as you mentioned, people need to click on the link that's been provided to them in the emails from Discovery that have also been, I think, quite widely shared. They need to do that before 9 o'clock tomorrow morning when the registration closes. Once they've registered, they'll then be sent links on how to join the online meeting, which is taking place pretty much all day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursday. But the voting, we've been told, will be open from 9 in the morning, but goes on beyond the end of the meeting until 7 o'clock last night. 7 o'clock that night.
Thursday night.
And then, then those registered members, principal members who registered for the AGM will be able to vote, and they'll be able to vote for up to 3 people for the vacant trustee positions. People who aren't able to attend on Thursday would have had an opportunity to give their proxy vote to somebody. Unfortunately, those proxy nominations are now closed, so people do want to vote. They have to register and log in at some time during the day on Thursday to kind of vote on all the aspects that are up for voting. It's not just the elections. There are a few other things there that they'll be voting on, but they can abstain. They can vote whichever things they want to and abstain on the rest.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the scheme right now, and how would you like to help address it?
So in some ways, I'm quite glad to be able to say I don't yet have a clear idea on what the biggest challenges are. I suspect that the successful trustees will very quickly learn about what their challenges are and be asked to provide guidance on them. But to speculate to some extent, I think NHI, as I've already touched on, I think is going to be a challenge for all medical schemes. In addition to that, we've seen over the last many years how the costs of healthcare in the private sector are escalating well above inflation, and that must be a concern for the funders. Amongst members and potential members, increasing unemployment rates make it difficult to, I'm sure, enroll new members, and it means that existing members may struggle to retain their membership, considering the substantial contributions that are expected from them. In addition to that, we know that people's salaries are not increasing in line with inflation for many of us, and certainly not in line with medical inflation. So it's becoming harder and harder, I'm sure, for many members to continue to afford their contributions. All of that, I think, will be real challenges that the medical scheme will need to deal with, and I'm sure we'll look to their Board of Trustees for leadership and for guidance on. And in addition to that, I suppose the last one to think about just would be competition from other schemes. It is a competitive field, and I suspect that that's also something that they will need to focus on. As you already kind of touched on, I don't think political considerations are an important part. They can't be completely ignored, but I very much doubt they're a major focus of the work that trustees will be expected to engage with.
So, Gary, just to repeat what you and Craig earlier from the Zionist Federation were saying, that people have until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and that is to register as someone who can vote. We should have received an email, and we just need to click on that email, and then that will enable us to be able to vote on Thursday, and the voting is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the proxies you mentioned were already closed, and so it can only be done online. I know that Craig mentioned that one could go to the South African Zionist Federation website and move from there. And Gary, you shared a website with me, a link for people to register. So if there is anyone listening who wants to write that link down, I'm going to give it to you now. It's reg for register, .lumiengage, lumiengage.com/DHMS-AGM-2025. Now, if that was very confusing, you can always WhatsApp me on 061-895-1019, and I'd be more than happy to share that link. And the Zionist Federation website is sazf.org.